The manager of swine health programs with Manitoba Pork says the decline in PED in the province since 2017 speaks to the sector's commitment to biosecurity. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Last week, a third case of porcine epidemic diarrhea was confirmed in Alberta, while in Manitoba, the first case of PED this year was confirmed. Janelle Hamlin, the manager of swine health programs with Manitoba Pork, says PED in Manitoba has been evolving.
In 2017, as we all well know, I'm sure, Manitoba dealt with 80 cases of PED. Following that, in 2018, that number fell to 17 cases. And currently, for 2019, we have one new case as of last week being reported and confirmed. Of those 17 cases from 2018, currently we have 8 of those cases that have reached presumptive negative status, 5 that are at transitional, and 4 that remain positive. However, we are very close to seeing those transitionals move to presumptive negative and those positives move to transitional. So along with Manitoba Agriculture CBO office and us here at Manitoba Pork, working with the herd veterinarians on the ground, we're tracking those cases, and they are efficiently moving through those statuses up to presumptive negative. Now, the cases late in December and this one in February, I think, were a bit of a surprise. However, it does serve as a reminder that biosecurity any time of the year is of the utmost importance. I think typically we were looking at those spring months for the season, I suppose, PED season, to be really mindful. Not that people aren't on the ground thinking about biosecurity all the time, but I guess it just serves as a reminder that the virus is out there and that we need to be diligent 365 days of the year.
Hamlin says the decline in the number of cases in Manitoba speaks to the commitment of the pork sector as a whole to biosecurity. She says from every touch point, there's been lengthy conversation on what biosecurity practices can be implemented and how they can be done in an effective way. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.